You gotta love it, everybody. It's Friday, and we're talking Disney here on the Be Our Guest podcast, so stand by for that. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. I know that you're plugged in, and you know that Disney Cruise Line has announced the remainder of the 2018 sailing season. It's open for booking right now for all Castaway Club members and first-time cruisers as well. Disney Cruise Line's going some great places, including Bermuda for the first time. You can also head to Canada out of New York. There's going to be sailings out of Galveston, Texas for all you Texans down there who think you're in your own country. And also great Caribbean sailings out of Port Canaveral, Florida. Everything's on the table, and book that next Disney cruise here with us at the Magic for Less. You're going to get up to a 5% onboard credit. Spends just like cash on your cruise. You can buy some drinks. You can use it for your port adventures. You can use it for anything you like. Just don't use it for tips. That's not very exciting. Drop by themagicforless.com today. Fill out that free, no obligation quote. And I'm going to work right with you planning the next Disney Cruise Line adventure. You know, I love Disney Cruise Line. I'm a Platinum Castaway Club member and love getting on those ships of the Disney Cruise Line. So check them out today. Support the folks who support us. They're over at themagicforless.com. Today's show also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management and conducts many meetings over the phone or Skype for those who aren't local to his Fort Wayne or Indianapolis, Indiana offices. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at AmeriPriseAdvisors.com/drew.baker. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1173 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you. It's the weekend. And it's May, so it's a great time of the year. And I know Ricky and Pam are getting ready to head down to Walt Disney World very soon. But before they take off, of course, we're giving you your Disney fix, talking Disney here on a Friday, as we've done for years. And today, right off the top of the show, what does today's show have to do with Drew Carey, the host of The Price is Right? Stay tuned for that. All right, joining me today from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less, we have Ricky. What's going on, Ricky?
When you don't know what the intro means.
I just came up with that in the last 10 seconds while I was actually reading the part with the number of the show. I thought of that in my head at the same time. I was multitasking.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And I'll forget to give it at the end of the show and people get mad. That's what will happen because it always
happens. Yeah, yeah. Maybe you should just tell us now.
No, not yet. You gotta stay tuned. Oh. It's called a teaser.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, don't forget the teaser.
That's it. That's what I always
do. But also, those of you who would like to see about Pandora, make sure to follow along with the Be Our Guest podcast Facebook page or my Twitter account, whichever one you want to do, because there will be posts this weekend. I'm just saying.
All right.
If you want to learn more,
I can't watch.
Follow along.
Okay, good. I will not be.
Mike can't read.
But everybody else, please feel free. Feel free. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, who is right now currently munching on a Pimenti Brothers sandwich, Pam Forrester. What's going on, Pam?
I don't really even like them that much. I think they're okay. I mean, you know, it's kind of a novelty, but you have to eat them when you live here. So there's like a few things like that that have to happen. So anyways, but happy Friday, everyone. And yes, we are in Walt Disney World starting this evening as we check out many of the new things. And I'm so excited. So anyways, just had to say that.
Hooray!
I'm back here, man, in the studio for everybody.
I know. We're glad you're here. That's glad you're still there. So, well, not glad you're still there. Yeah, well, I mean, you could have come with.
Yeah, I could have. But I got to finish out my last 2.5 days of teaching. It's over Wednesday afternoon. So almost there. Gotta complete it. But
you should have done a lot of the.
I've done a lot of that. Just I don't want to get that on record because I've been getting a lot of headaches and stuff like that lately. But anyway, so let's talk about, you know what? We always want you to plan a better Disney vacation. That's one of the goals, of course, just to have fun and to, you know, bring Disney into your ears when you're on a run or, you know, doing laundry or just hanging out in the car. But today's show is something that I think, you know, the veteran Walt Disney World traveler definitely knows about, at least on some level. The first timer probably has no idea about this. And I think a lot of people kind of fall in the middle. Like you might not even ever seen it, but you know it's there. And we're talking about the Harmony Barbershop at the Magic Kingdom. So, you know, when everybody thinks of Walt Disney World or the Magic Kingdom specifically, you're thinking of shows, you're thinking of attractions, you're thinking of restaurants, you're thinking of fireworks and parades, stuff like that. And I wouldn't say that this is something even for a first timer to really consider, because you want to see the best of the best. You want to make sure you ride Splash Mountain and hit Pirates and do Space Mountain and see Happily Ever After. And just, you know, there's so much to do and see, where getting a haircut on Main Street USA probably isn't on the radar, and maybe it shouldn't be on the radar for a first timer's trip. But I'll say, you know, it took me till about my 10th trip to hit the Harmony Barbershop, which is right there as you come in the Magic Kingdom. You veer off to the left on the side with City Hall, and it's up there next to the barn. It's kind of tucked away there in the corner to the left of the Emporium, the entrance there that's in the town square. And but, you know, it has the barbershop pole, and, it, you know, once you see it, you know it's there. But I think, you know, unless you have a reason to be over in that corner, maybe to get Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom cards, you may never see it. So this is one of those things we kind of wanted to explore today, because we have people that, you know, have gone planning their very first trip. We have people that have been there hundreds of times. But it's just something fun to talk about, because it's really added to my Disney vacations over the last 3 to 4 years. All right, Ricky, so kick us off. Tell us a little bit about the Harmony Barbershop. We're getting this information from the Mouse for Less. So if you want more and, you know, get some prices and all that stuff, it's right there. But what do we know?
Yeah, so the Harmony Barbershop, like you said, it's over by kind of the barn area. It's this teeny, 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 tiny little shop. I mean, it's so small. Actually, there's only 3 chairs in there. And it's, I mean, if more than like 6 people are in the barbershop, there's too many people.
That's true. That is true.
It's so tiny. So they do have a little waiting area for people to, you know, wait on their family members who are getting their haircut, or wait for their haircut to time to come up. But overall, I mean, you're probably not going to be waiting inside. So just know if you do, you're going to be standing on top of people. So I would suggest, you know, not waiting for your family member or, you know, whatever. So the barbershop is actually one of Brian's favorite things to do. I don't know why. He loves to just get his haircut on Main Street USA. It's just one of his favorite things. A lot of times he'll forget that he needs a haircut before we go down, and he'll say, hey, I want to go to the Harmony Barbershop today. So you can make an appointment ahead of time, but just know that reservations are welcome. But if you have to cancel, there is a 24-hour cancellation fee. So make sure if you do need to cancel, you cancel it before that time. But they also do take walk-ups. It is on a first-come, first-served basis. So what they'll do is they will often tell you, yes, you know, we can definitely cut your hair, come back in, you know, 45 minutes or something like that, and then we'll be able to get you in or you know, around that. So it's definitely something that you can do both a walk-up or a reservation for. But it really is like this old-timey barbershop. I mean, it's what you would expect would be on a main street, because it is a main street. You know, it's one of those great, unique touches that, again, makes Walt Disney World so special and so unique. I mean, you wouldn't think that there's a barbershop, an actual live working barbershop, but there is. It's right there. And they in my opinion, they do a pretty good job. So.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think there's like three chairs in there because you mentioned it's not very big, but they're efficient. No. I will say that. You know what? They get you in and get you out. But they also, it's kind of weird because they feel, you know, when I've got my haircut there many times and I always feel like it's not rushed and I get to have my conversation with the barber, you know, and we have a good time talking about where we're from, where they're from, how long they've been doing their thing and so forth. And I got a lot of great stories. But, you know, they do tend to, for only having three chairs, they cut a lot of hair in a day, I would say. I mean, they're getting you in and out.
Oh, I would absolutely say, yeah. I mean, they're definitely taking their time, and more on that, you know, in a few minutes. But because they don't just specialize in necessarily barber haircuts, they do something else special, which is kind of unique. They definitely take their time with you, and you, like you said, you don't feel rushed. But I mean, yeah, they see a lot of people in a day because they actually are open from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. But their last haircut appointment is at 4:30. So if you go in after 4:30, you're not going to be able to be seen. So
and you know what, too, in our Facebook Live chat, Carolyn said that her daughter had her first haircut at the Harmony Barbershop and she scheduled the very last appointment of the day. So I guess that'd be the 4:30 slot. And she said it was awesome because they were the last ones in the barbershop. First haircut for her daughter. She got over 100 pictures. During that time. Well,
see,
so, you know, I think that's one of those
things
that's
a pro hack. You ruined the surprise, but that was the special surprise is that you can have your child's first haircut here at the Harmony Barbershop as well. And it's actually a really big deal to have your child's first haircut here. So.
Yeah, and you know what? They don't scream too much. I've been next to a kid that screamed a lot, you know, like you were cutting his first arm cut, like you're cutting his arm off or something. But, you know, for the most part, they give him like little spinny toys and stuff like that. So, Pam, do you want to talk about that? Because the Mouse for Less does a really good job of kind of giving you the play-by-play and what to expect with a first haircut, which is a big deal. I guess it's a big deal. I don't know. I don't remember it being a big deal for Mallory, but I guess it was. I guess I wasn't paying attention. I mean, what a great place for this to happen, right?
Typical.
I don't know. Is there hair somewhere?
It is. Yeah, I think it's a magical place to get your child's first haircut. And I love so many families that I know that we've worked with over the years have planned, you know, they have this baby and then they're like, I'm planning to go to Disney World so that my child can get their first haircut. And it includes, you know, first of all, it's a really reasonable price. It's $25 and it includes a certificate and a Mickey ear hat.
I mean that's so a steal. That for $25, that's a bargain.
First haircut on it.
So, I mean, that's an awesome thing. And this is just one of those things I think that's really been held over from sort of a bygone area, even for Walt Disney World that opened, you know, much after Disneyland did. But this is something that I just love to see because they've kept this location around. I mean, really, in this day and age, I would imagine that they're not charging a ton for these haircuts. So I'm always afraid, you know, that maybe this location will go away because I think it's probably prime location for another shopping area, but it hasn't. Yeah. I know. Well, no, I'm just saying, I'm sure that Disney has analyzed the heck out of this. So I mean,
sure,
but they do absolutely make decisions on things that are based on guest satisfaction and things that guests really enjoy and like, and I'm sure that they get many, many reports from guests about how special this is for them. So anyways, love that. But in addition to the first haircut thing, they do other things too. They kind of give you the option to style your hair with pixie dust, which if you've ever seen anyone come out of the Harmony Barbershop, you will notice the pixie dusted gel that's in their hair. And that's a cool thing too. And they also do a beard or a mustache trim. So again, but these are fully licensed cosmetologists. So you don't have to worry about, you know, this isn't like a cast member who maybe was scheduled to work down the street at Casey's. And it's filling in here, right?
So, I'm coming to get
your hair. Can I pull a shift over at the barbershop? You know, I got a few hours to spare here. I don't want to go home.
Exactly. And I don't think on the days, you know, where the executives come down and do the switching work in the parks, they don't man those shops either. So anyways, that's good to know. But yes, it's really a charming little shop. And I love they do things even that, like, you know, I feel like my hairdresser doesn't do, just in terms of it's very old timey in a lot of ways. And I love that. I think it's just a little piece of nostalgia right there on Main Street. So it fits right in with the Victorian era of Main Street.
Totally does. I mean, it tells the story. You know, it's all about storytelling at Walt Disney World. And, you know, that is the story of Main Street USA. You know, get a haircut and shave and, you know, but what's fun about it is that, you know, last summer we were down there, we went with our, you know, friends, the gardeners. And so Scott and I went in there and got our hair cut, and the girls got a kick out of it because, you know, they told the barber, you know, they need the pixie dust, you know, at the end of the haircut. I never had the pixie dust before that. Let me just warn you guys, if you get the pixie dust, that stuff is everywhere you've gone for the next 3 days. Even after you wash your hair, like, stuff's still falling out of it. I don't know, like, if it was stuck in my ears or what. But I mean, it looks like you've come from a place you shouldn't have come from for like 48 hours after that. There's a path. There's a path of sparkles behind you. So just have a heads up on your pillow. But I will say, you know, Ricky, you mentioned something that Brian tends to a lot of times, or not a lot of times, but sometimes, because I do the same thing. I'll forget to get a haircut, you know, right before I go. You get busy. I always plan to go by Great Clips, you know, maybe a day or two before we leave to go down on vacation. Because if you think about it, really the time that I get my pictures taken the most are at Walt Disney World. Other than that, I usually don't take many pictures, you know, so I want to have a decent haircut for all those pictures I'm getting taken. And when you look at the prices, $19 for an adult haircut, I think it's $17 at Great Clips here in St. Louis. So it's not like they gouge you. It's very, very reasonable.
Exactly. And that's kind of why Brian likes to do it, because it's only a couple dollars more than Great Clips, which is where he would be going anyway. So he sits there and think, well, I might as well just do this on my vacation and have a special experience while doing it. So I think that that's part of why he likes to do it, because it is, I mean, it's just a couple dollars more. Now, the one thing I will stress is that there is no place, obviously this is a place where, you know, you're getting a service provided, so you're going to want to tip the person who's cutting your hair. Mm-hmm. There is no place to put a tip on if you are signing with a credit card or Magic Band or anything like that. So this is the unfortunate part, is you do have to have cash on hand in order to be able to tip them. And I, you know, I always, like, if Brian goes in there and I'm not planning on it, I'm like, oh my goodness, do I have any cash on me? Because I very rarely do. So that's something that you want to make sure that you have, is make sure you have some cash with you so that you can tip the person who's actually cutting your hair. Yep. There's nothing worse than stiffing them.
Pro tip though, you know, while you're waiting, you can go over to City Hall. There's an ATM. Now, of course, you're going to pay a few bucks extra to have that withdrawal.
Correct.
But, you know, at that way you can get your cash for your tip. Because I've been in that same situation, because, you know, I think of, you know, more and more Walt Disney's turning into like a cruise type system where it's like a cashless, you know, system. You're charging everything. Your Magic Band goes, your credit card. You don't pull out cash very often unless it's like for a bellman, you know, taking your luggage from place to place, or like an Uber driver or something like that. You know, there's very, you know, a few times where you need to access cash. But I think, you know, that's something to think about if you're going to get a haircut. You know, what do you do, like, as far as tip money, kind of getting off on this, you know, besides just the barbershop? But do you guys, like, tend to go to the bank before you leave and, like, bring, like, X amount of dollars every trip for tips? Because I always forget. You know, I should, but I don't. I get it when I'm there.
That's like a Steve issue.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to be by myself, I do. I always do. But typically Steve takes care of that. But yes, for the tipping, because I think it is important. I mean, there's so many ways to, I think, reward good service, but I think none better than a tip and a compliment. So anyways, mm-hmm.
That's true. Yeah,
that is. That's absolutely
true. I always tend to forget, and then I'm scrambling going, oh no, I need cash.
You should really tip people that remember you that have pointy objects right next to your ears. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
yes. It's usually a good idea to make sure that you tip them and tip them well.
All right, so, you know what? One of the things I've always loved about the Mouse for Less for years, and I know it's, you know, it's affiliated with the Magic for Less, and, you know, I liked it anyway before I even knew that, is that there's tips like for the resorts, and these are tips generated by folks that have been there, done that. And we have that here for the barbershop. And, you know, just giving some tips to think about, like, be sure to arrive with clean hair, you know, because they can't do shampoos there, which I think, like, at Great Clips, you know, if you're, say, you go in and you want to get a shampoo before you get a haircut, that's okay. But again, this place is teeny tiny. They're just giving you a haircut, so you want to go in ready to go. One of the other tips is, you're at Walt Disney World, adults. You know what? It's okay to get some pixie dust in your hair and have some fun. You know, and I think that's, you know, that's kind of the reason why you took a Disney vacation. You know, it's different than going to Vegas or something else. You know, it's a place to be a kid. And, you know, I did it and I had a good time because the girls were cracking up that we got pixie dust in our hair. And we got pictures like that. You know, the waitress that night at dinner was just all over us because, you know, we had pixie dust in our hair. But it was fun. You know, we were laughing at ourselves. And we have pictures of, you know, the day we got our pixie dust in our hair. So, you know, I think those are great tips. You know, you want to have fun. So are there any other ones, Pam, that you see on there that might help our listeners to enjoy the Harmony Barbershop a little bit more?
Well, so I think that the fun thing is to note that, like, just like saying, you know, you're at Walt Disney World, so go ahead and get the pixie dust in your hair, is that there are other locations that you can have these kind of experiences at Walt Disney World. And it's not just like the haircut thing, but like, you can, there are lots of haircut locations on Walt Disney World property for those who are looking for it. In fact, most of the deluxe resorts have a salon available. And then also, I believe Coronado typically does too. But the other thing to note is that there are some other cool ways that you can kind of dress up your appearance by going over to Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, which most people know about. And it's awesomely, you know, famous because people love getting in there. Little girls love doing that. But also the Pirate League, I think, is a very good one to consider. And that has makeovers for like gals and girls. So, I mean, I think that there's just, it's just a very cool thing that not only can you go to Disney World, but you can have these kind of experiences that you can't get other locations. And I love that.
And one of the things I was going to say kind of related to that is, say that you're going down and you're on a tight budget, you know, on this trip, or you have a lot of kids, you know, and you just want to make sure that you want to maximize that dollar. One of the things I would say would be to kind of counteract the Bibbidi Bobbidi experience is to, you know, order a dress of your, you know, the favorite princess online, you know, a costume. You can get it probably for 15, 20 bucks. Like on a place like Amazon, use our link. And then, you know, you could go into the barbershop and just get their hair done with pixie dust. And I don't, is that a like item on the thing? Styled with
$5.
$5. You know what? And then when you walk out of there, because they make it a big deal, even though it only takes like 5 minutes to do the hair with the pixie dust, it's still an experience. It's an experience your kid will remember. Just like the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, it's not quite as elegant and as over the top, but for $5, they have on their little princess dress, they've got the pixie dust in their hair, and the rest of the day, the cast members are going to be making a big deal out of them, just like they are the girls going to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. And I'll tell you what, you've saved over $100 at that point, you know, with the dress and the, yeah. I'm telling you, I've been there. And you know what? Sometimes budgets are tight, and that's just one of those things. You're giving your kid an experience that's even, you know, because it's not just going to the Magic Kingdom, it's letting them be a princess for a day. But it's just a way to do it and to make a little bit more economical sense. So I think you should try that.
Yeah. It's a great option. There's our options for most budgets at Walt Disney World, I will say. And that, I think that's something that Disney does do well, is that they make sure that there are lots of things that are available for different people. And just because there are upcharge events doesn't mean you have to participate in all of them. So.
All right. Well, that's the Harmony Barbershop. Let's kind of close it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You got something else?
Okay. Yes. Go ahead. Sure. Go ahead.
So before we go. So the best thing that I did one time with Brian, actually it was my most recent time, was, you know, we were walking into the Magic Kingdom and it was, you know, it's dusk. So we're walking in about 2:30. And so it's dusk. So, I don't know.
Ricky's going to have to get up early when she's with me down there for the preview stuff.
I know.
Just saying.
Yeah. You're going to have to talk to Brian on that one. Because I can get up early. It's him I have to really fight. I get motivated. He does not. So we went in and we were about to get his haircut. And you know what happens at 3:00, right?
The parade.
The 3:00 parade.
That's awesome. That's a great place to watch it. Yeah.
Exactly. It is the perfect place to catch the 3:00 parade right outside of, and I hate giving away the secret, but right outside the Harmony Barbershop, because while you're waiting on your significant other getting their haircut, because it's where the characters like go in. So all the characters are waving at you, and you know, you're getting a lot of attention because you're right there where they're about to go in, you know, for, to end the parade. So it's a really great spot to actually watch the parade too.
That's a great tip because last time I was down there, I did get my hair cut because the thing was I was there early in the morning, but it was booked up until like they said, come back at like 2:30. And so I did. And so while I was in the chair, the parade was going on. It was awesome. Like I was in like that middle chair looking right because the door stays open. So you're just looking right out. And I watched Festival of Fantasy from that chair. And for some reason, it wasn't obstructed. I don't know why. Maybe people were sitting on the curb. Because wouldn't you think people would be standing between you and the parade there?
I think that
it's
really the end.
On Main Street. Yeah, it is the actual end of the parade. So everybody's mostly on Main Street, you know, and they just don't stand there. They don't think, oh, hey, the parade's going to go by me. So it's a great spot to watch.
Because now that I think about it, I sat there and I watched the whole, you know, not the whole parade, but I saw a good chunk of it. And there was no obstruction, which I, you know, looking back, I'm surprised there wasn't. So one other thing too with the barbershop, if you go in the morning, that's be towards the you know, beginning of the hours, you may get the Dapper Dans swinging in. I know some people think that they're there all the time. They're not. You know, it's a very rare, special thing, but they do swing by, you know, so you may get serenaded by the Main Street USA Barbershop Quartet right there, and they're awesome. So another great tip. Have that phone ready if that happens. That'd be a great Instagram video. All right, so real quick, before we get out of here, you know, it's kind of the end of Harmony Barbershop. Check it out. You know, it's very affordable. It's kind of that next layer Magic Kingdom experience once you've been there a few times. You guys are heading down. You guys are going to check in tonight, you know, and kind of be at Walt Disney World this weekend. A lot going on, lots of new things to see. Ricky, what are you most hoping to get out of this weekend? Of course, you know, Pandora's high on the radar there, but, you know, you haven't gone yet, so you're getting ready to be there. You know, you're going to be there tonight. What's mm-hmm. top of mind for you?
Finally, I can actually read Twitter and blogs again. Like I said, I've been avoiding a lot of spoilers as best I can. So I am very excited to see, because this has been a land that we haven't had, you know, the constant footage of watching the progression of the land get built. I mean, we've had a little bit, you know, there've been some drone videos and stuff like that, but overall, because this was Camp Minnie Mickey before, and because it's sectioned off from the park, this is an area where there weren't constant updates necessarily about what went on with the construction of Pandora. So it's really been, it's going to be very interesting to finally see everything fleshed out, how they've come up with what, you know, we've heard about with the Flight of Passage attraction and the Navi River Journey and the Satuli Canteen. And I kind of want to try a cheeseburger pod and, you know, just those kind of things. Like I'm really excited to see how they fleshed out this land based off a movie that no one cares about anymore. But no, really, I mean, you know, like it is this land that I've heard is just, everything I've heard has so far been very positive overall. Again, granted, I've only been scrolling, so like I really haven't been catching a lot of it. But, you know, I've really heard that everything has been positive. So I'm excited to see how the land actually looks, how it's been fleshed out. And that's really what I'm excited about. I'm also excited. I'm hoping that, well, at least this weekend, but definitely the next weekend, if I don't see it this weekend, I want to see the Happily Ever After fireworks. Like those are the two things that I'm really excited about, is seeing Pandora for the first time and seeing the Happily Ever After fireworks, at least this weekend. Now, if you ask me about next weekend, it's going to be Volcano Bay, but I'm very excited about that too. But yeah, this weekend, those are the two things that I'm very excited about.
Let me ask you this to you real quick, and then I'm going to ask Pam what she's excited for. We'll get out here, turn everybody loose for the weekend. But Ricky, so, you know, again, we didn't try to get spoiled on Happily Ever After, but immediately upon that first and second showing, I mean, I would say, and again, Wishes was beloved. People, I mean, there were very few Wishes
absolutely
haters. There were no Wishes haters. You know, people liked Wishes a lot. But the thing is that I'm hearing from a lot of people that, A, not only was Happily Ever After good, I'm hearing immediately that it's way better than Wishes. Which, I mean, when I heard that, I was like, whoa, take a step back here. But, I mean, maybe it is. You know, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, I was not expecting this much positivity initially.
I'm 100% with you, especially with how kind of knee-jerk negative the community can sometimes be when, you know, something beloved like Wishes goes away and something replaces it. So, you know, I that's very similar in like scope, you know. I mean, obviously it's a fireworks show replacing another fireworks show that was beloved. So, you know, you're going to have some judging on that. But I've heard, like you said, I've heard nothing but positive things about it. My brother actually went to go see it a couple days ago, and he did not like Wishes. He really thought it was kind of schmaltzy for him. And so he went and saw Happily Ever After, and he said he loved it. So if I know that my cynical brother can love Happily Ever After, I think we've got a hit on our hands. So so I'm excited to see that. And you know, I think that, you know, while I liked Wishes, I'm excited to see the new fireworks show. I'm excited to see something new with it. You know, technology has definitely come a long way since Wishes was first introduced back in 2003. So we've seen a lot, you know, obviously we've seen the projection technology, which was something that had never been, you know, thought of back then, come into its own now. And I think it gets incorporated very well with the fireworks. And I've been saying, you know, for years that they should incorporate the projection technology with the fireworks. So I'm glad to see that they finally hit the mat.
It is amazing when you step back and you think about how many changes happen at Walt Disney World, just constantly. Like, you know, we don't think of Walt Disney World as in a constant state of change, but it really is. You know, I was there Marathon Weekend, which was 5 months ago. I mean, not a long time ago. Yep. And when I go in July, I've got a checklist of things that are new. I mean, I got a lot of new stuff to do with new restaurants, new fireworks shows.
Shoot, I was just there. In March, and I've got, and it's 2 months, and I've got a list of things that I need to do. So yeah,
it's exciting. I mean, it totally really understand. Is. I mean, because, you know, a few years back, I remember on the show that, and in the Disney community as a whole, we were talking about how, you know, it's, you know, Walt Disney World's getting, you know, not stale, but there's not a lot of growth and change, you know, and it's just breakneck right now. I mean, it's a great time to be a Disney fan. It really is. If you like it,
absolutely
love it, you know. So, all right, Pam, close us out. What are you looking forward to this weekend? You know, what's something that you're hoping to have happen by the time you head back?
So I'm really, so I can't wait actually to just walk around the new land, because from all accounts, it's absolutely spectacular. And I think that that's something that is one of those things that's really hard to kind of put into words about how much of the Disney experience is really your surroundings. And since this is such a special kind of surrounding, that the land itself is really an attraction, although you could say that for any of the lands, I think it's even more so for this one. And I think so that's something I'm really looking forward to. I'm looking forward to, I mean, you know, one of the great things that I get to do on behalf of the agency is attend some of these media events. And that's a pretty cool thing. It's a pretty cool plus to your job. Now, there's a lot of things I have to do throughout the year that may negate the coolness of that one. But it's a pretty cool thing. So I'm looking forward to seeing lots of friends and other agency owners there as well. So that'll be a good thing. You know, I'm looking forward to doing that. Really looking forward to seeing, as Ricky mentioned, Happily Ever After. I think that that is really just going to be a cool thing. I really enjoyed Wishes because it had a real emotional, I feel like, tug at your heart. But, you know, look, a spectacular fireworks show, sign me up. Because again, like we've said before, I think that the fireworks are a perfect way to end the night when you're at a Disney park. I actually haven't seen the full Rivers of Light show, so I'm making sure that I'm going to see that. And that'll be a cool thing as well. I'm looking forward to hearing and seeing the other guests' reactions to some of these new things. I think that's always kind of a cool thing to just be able to sit back and see what they enjoy and see what they don't and see what they're really talking about as they walk away from these experiences. I think it helps, you know, our team maybe think about ways that we can help the guest experience be better, or help them find a way to enjoy some of these things more. And I think that's always one of our big goals in that space. So love hearing that. And just, you know, I think that anything new at Disney is like a no-brainer, right? I want to be there soon after it happens, because it's hard enough being in this situation where, like you all, I've tried to avoid so many of these things. I want to be able to see it the way I see it. I don't want my experience to be spoiled by someone else's interpretation of it, which, I mean, I appreciate that people do this. I appreciate that people are looking for more and more information on this, but I just want to make my own judgment calls on these things. And you know what? Sometimes I think what's really interesting is after something new has opened and there's been all this material out there about it, we'll go and experience it and I'll have either a different experience or I'll notice some things that I never even heard about when I read, you know, other people's experience. So I think that that's something that's important. You know, make the experience yours. There are different things that we all appreciate. And I think that's what makes each experience different for everyone. So,
well, I wish you guys a great weekend. You know, you guys deserve it. You're going to have a great time and it's going to benefit all of us here in the podcast audience to, you know, when our time comes, you know, mine will be in July and everybody, you know, your time might come sooner. It might come in the fall, it might come in the winter, but we're going to all benefit from this. So on behalf of all of our listeners, you guys take it all in and bring it all back for us. All right. Be ready.
We'll soak it up.
Absolutely.
All right. It's going to be a good time. Be following right along on social media, but I can't see too much. I'll be just like kind of following and
definitely avoid the live streams that me and Pam are going to be doing. I'm sure. Yes.
But do a lot of those for our listeners that want to see it, but give them a heads up. So that'll be fun. Yeah. All right. Well, don't forget today's show brought to you by our great sponsors, like our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. Don't forget two important things. You can book the remainder of 2018 for Disney Cruise Line this time. You know, it just came out earlier this week. Going great places like, I almost said Barbados. How about Bermuda? I do. It's kind of like you can take a gondola to Barbados.
Is that a
gondola?
Like a gondola?
Exactly. I don't know what's wrong with me. Something's wrong with me. No, you can go to Bermuda, though. You can go to Kanata. You can go to Kanata up on the East Coast. You can sail out of Galveston, out of Texas.
Kanata.
Wherever you want to. Those ships will go wherever you want. If we have enough people wanting to go to Barbados, we can charter something, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, no, check them out. Go by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great cruises. Also, you know, I know a lot of folks say, you know what, it's almost Memorial Day. It's too late to schedule a Walt Disney World vacation for the summer. Let me give you a heads up. There's still availability, even on discounts, for this summer down at Walt Disney World. There's, you know, a resort wide. You can probably find a room at your favorite resort on a discount. And you might say, oh, well, it's too late to get dining. You know, dining's a big part. No, there's a lot of dining still available, too. So don't think it's too late to head down to Walt Disney World this summer. Check out Pandora. Check out Happily Ever After. All the stuff we talked about today. Get a haircut. Oh, and I forgot. I know I'm in the middle of an ad read. Drew Carey. What's the connection to today's show? Anybody get it?
Tell us.
Remember the show over at the studios where they had the sound? Sounds Dangerous?
Yes.
You know, and it sounded like it was cutting your hair there on the neck.
Yeah, there
you
go.
And it's like in the barbershop. Somebody got that out there. If you got it, tweet me. Say, yep, I got it. Anyway, no, but really, you can go to the summer down to Walt Disney World. It's a great time to visit. Availability is still there. So just drop by themagicforless.com. Fill out that free, no obligation quote. We'll be working together, and I'll do everything I can to get you a nice discount. The agents over there do that each and every day. So check them out at themagicforless.com. Also, don't forget, Drew Breaker sponsors today's show. He's from Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. So when you're looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture, support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprise advisors.com/drew.baker. And when you do that shopping this weekend, please go through our Amazon affiliate link. It really, really does support the show. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon anytime you do your online shopping. And don't forget, give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. And stay tuned to that Facebook group because it's going to be fired up this weekend. Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to get out of here and hope that you have an awesome weekend. Probably not as awesome as Pam and Ricky, but you know what? We'll hang in there together. We'll be there soon. So for Pam and Ricky, safe travels to you two. Have a great time. And everybody out there, you stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.